Hi, I'm Barbara Dooley, and I'm excited to share some great news from my friends at Bulldog Kia. You can buy a new Kia online and have it delivered straight to your home.
Right now, 2020 Kia Soul LXs are only $15,900 at Bulldog Kia in Athens. That's right, you can get a brand new Kia Soul LX for less than $16,000. This includes $2,000 customer cash and a dealer discount of $1,415. Get your new Kia Soul today at Bulldog Kia.
Wow, what a great deal. And with their free home delivery service, you can have your new Kia delivered straight to your driveway. So do what all other smart car shoppers do and get your new Kia from Bulldog Kia on the Atlanta Highway in Athens or at bulldogkia.com.
Must take delivery by August 3rd, 2020. Exempt stock number K20921, MSRP $20,315. Dealer retains all rebates and incentives, taxes, tag fees, and dealer added items not included. See dealer for details.
We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, August 12, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by Foundations Restored, the epic 17-part DVD or streaming video series that destroys a neo-Darwinist theory of evolution in favor of the actual history of Earth found in the book of Genesis. Order Foundations Restored today at crusadechannel.com/Adam. Here's what to listen for this hour. The Biden-Harris ticket is the most pro-abortion presidential ticket in American history. China is stepping up military drills in the wake of the trouble with the U.S., and a three-year-old with autism and his family get kicked off a Southwest flight because a child wouldn't wear the mask. Presumptive Democrat nominee Joe Biden has selected Senator Kamala Harris to be his running mate, making her the first black woman on a major White House ticket. The former vice president announced it on social media Tuesday afternoon. Harris was born in Oakland to an Indian mother and Jamaican father, was the second black woman to be elected in 2016 to the Senate. Harris brings with her an extreme abortion on demand position and close ties with abortion industry giant Planned Parenthood. It was Harris who, as a California attorney general, directed her office to lead the raid on Center for Medical Progress Project, which led after CMP released undercover videos exposing Planned Parenthood's fetal tissue practices. It was Harris's office that collaborated with Planned Parenthood to produce legislation that would criminalize the CMP undercover journalists for publishing and distributing recordings of private communications with abortion providers in California. Marjorie Danzenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List, said that together Biden and Harris constitute the most pro-abortion presidential ticket in American history. Rep. Ilhan Omar Tuesday defeated her Democratic primary challenger, attorney Anton Melton Mew, who garnered attention for outraising her during the campaign, according to the Associated Press. Our saint of the day, he's one of their greatest national heroes and leaders, one of the main apostles of the Orthodox faith. Quote of the day, we should not accept in silence the benefactions of God, but return thanks for them. St. Basil the Great. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you're about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Hey folks, if you've gone out in public lately, loud, proud, and mask-free, then you know the sheeple are looking at you as Typhoid Manny or Mary on a mission to kill Grandma. Well, why not give them something else to mumble about? Through their face diapers and order yourself a Big Lebowski / Thomas Jefferson Revolt t-shirt from the Founders Trading Post. We've got sizes small through 3X Fat Bastard. So, while it's still summer, order one today. Go to likechurch.com/shop or call us at 844-527-8723. T-shirt weather is peaking, so you better act fast. And go to likechurch.com/shop or call us 844-527-8723.
Our saint of the day is Saint Clare of Assisi. She was born in Assisi on July 16, 1194. As a young girl, Clare dedicated herself to prayer. At 18, she heard Saint Francis of Assisi preach during a Lenten service in the Church of San Giorgio, and she asked him to help her live according to the gospel. On Palm Sunday in 1212, Clare left her father's home and went to the chapel to meet with Francis. While there, Clare's hair was cut off, and she was given a plain robe and veil in exchange for her rich gown. Clare joined the convent of the Benedictine nuns of San Paolo under Francis's orders. When her father found her and attempted to force her back into his home, she refused and professed that she would have no other husband than Jesus Christ. On August 9, 1253, Pope Innocent IV declared Clare's rule would serve as the governing rule for Clare's order of poor ladies. 2 days later, Clare died at 59 years old. Her remains were placed in the chapel of San Giorgio while the church dedicated to her remains was being built. Clare was designated as the patron saint of television in 1958 by Pope Pius XII because when St. Clare was very ill, she couldn't attend Mass and was reportedly able to see and hear it on the wall in her room. China is stepping up military drills around East Asia as a war of words with the United States heats up over Washington's military activities and the visit of a U.S. cabinet secretary to Taiwan. One Chinese think tank even says the People's Liberation Army may consider live fire exercises near the U.S. island of Guam. Beijing has stepped the pace up of its war games in recent weeks after the U.S. sent two aircraft carrier strike groups on rare dual carrier exercises in the South China Sea twice in the month of July. But the visit of U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar to the self-governed island of Taiwan this week has added fuel to the smoldering tension. He's the highest-ranking U.S. official to visit the island, which Beijing regards as Chinese territory, in decades. A Texas woman says that she was removed from a Southwest Airlines flight Monday after her 3-year-old son with autism would not wear a face mask. That's in violation of the airline's COVID-19 policy. Houston resident Alyssa Sadler says that her Southwest flight from Midland, Texas to Houston returned to the gate with her son when he refused to wear the protective mask. Her family, including her 1-year-old daughter, was asked to exit the plane. When you get kicked off your flight because your 3-year-old autistic child won't wear a mask, Sadler wrote on Facebook, looks like I'm stuck here in Midland. Sadler told local TV station KPRC her son has a sensory processing disorder and doesn't like to have his face touched. She said she had a note from the boy's doctor about his condition. Southwest Airlines COVID-19 policy enacted in July states that all passengers over the age of 2 must have proper face coverings while traveling. The rule is pointed out during the online booking in a pre-trip email and during the check-in process. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.